Can we hurry this up, please? I've got to play the greatest football match ever later. Up the girth! Up the girth!
No, I don't like that one.
Lawrence, do you know who our keeper is?
Pimpon.
No. Pimpon's in goal.
That makes sense. You hear Lauren go...
Wait, camera four, that looks a bit weird.
Why?
Yes, there's too much space behind me. Whoa, good spot.
There we go. I didn't know we had that one, you know.
Aye, good spot.
Thank you, mate.
He said we won't need Lawrence soon. The own thing. That's fucked. That's what you was getting at.
When?
I don't know.
Comments don't say that.
No, I'm saying no, man. Shoot for peace, baby.
That's nice.
Yeah, thank you. My friend Yassine's little thing going on. Shout out to him now.
Nah, I'm joking. Nah, big up, Brody. That's a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke.
You loving Philly's outfit today?
Yeah.
Me, no, not his outfit, just his shoes.
His brand's called Perplex. I'm actually going to
Are they paying you bed for that? So who do you think you're shouting at?
I'm going to be doing a collab with them soon.
Say hola.
Yeah.
So can I not get some gums?
My own two tracksuits and a t-shirt.
You're lying.
Yeah.
You see his quality is a joke, you know.
See?
So what's that then? On Instagram?
Perplex.
Let me DM them.
You actually on something, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
This guy's, you actually, do you know how long I've asked?
Yeah, it's
probably the second you got it.
Why do you don't want to be me, though? You know, like, find who you are and own that. You know, like, let me do
just
me.
Be yourself. Just be yourself. You can't be a leader.
No, DM them now so I can tell him.
Bro, let me get all the colours and I'll wear it. What size is this? Because it's a bit old.
No, I just said that. Huh? I just said that.
Girth and Turf collaboration.
Oh, yeah,
I just said that. But yeah, this is genuinely my favourite brand right now. And you heard what Chunk said. Did they pay you? No, they didn't pay me, but I just really like the brand.
Yeah, I'm going to get some good stuff for me and Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about my friends. Don't worry about
that. That's crazy.
I appreciate it.
Do you know what's so horrible about all of this people here watching right now? Is that there's another person that makes this show happen, and her name is Lara.
I thought you meant Steve.
And the fact that you didn't say you was going to get a little tracksuit for Lara makes me sick.
She knows Lara would pick over my extra bits. That's fine.
There you go.
She's not your size. She's like 5 foot.
Yeah, but XL stuff on a girl, like, you know, she's gonna go home.
To be fair, fair play to Philly. Because I tried to get at him for not giving it to you.
Yeah.
He got me for that fair.
Lauren and I have a little parasite sitting inside of the podcast.
It's a small team of us, literally. It's Lauren.
Laurel?
Yeah, he knows your name. He doesn't even know your name, Lara. Lara, he doesn't even know your name.
It's Lara Lawrence,
what
me
a good
and Chunks.
Start to the podcast. He doesn't even know the people that work with us.
Anyway, with that being said, my name is Philly.
My name is Lauren. I mean, Chunks.
Yes, and we are back with another episode of the Chunks and Philly Show. Today is a glorious day. We've started a little bit late, and I was still late.
Okay, wait. Remember from the last episode, I said Philly's always late, right, guys? He's heard me say this. The podcast has come out. And guess what he's decided to do, guys?
Spite.
25 minutes late.
I've got a reason.
Once again. What's the reason?
All my clothes...
Yeah, there we go.
...are currently in those bags that you vacuum.
Yeah,
so they're tight. I'm moving, innit?
Yeah.
What day is it today?
Friday. March.
Oh, my God. I move tomorrow.
Were you meant to move like a month ago?
Yeah. I got the dates wrong. It's tomorrow. So I move tomorrow. So I had to find what bag it was in. The tracksuits. Get it out the tracksuit, steamer.
Took 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I also made a good joke, guys.
I hate when he does this stuff. What's the flipping pass for that, man?
0000.
Yeah. Basically, because I knew I was late, we always put where downstairs when we've arrived. So we're filming today. Crazy. Just started the stream. Do a solo ep, Chunks. And then Chunks FaceTimes me instantly. It was so funny. I answered the phone just smiling because I'm just like being annoying.
Girth, do you know and Turf.
Yes, Girth and Turf, flipping hell, man.
Why'd you play in a United kit?
You know why. Who's the half owner of the club?
I'd be voting on that if I was that.
Well, actually, I only own 49% of the club.
51 is
Ginge.
Wow.
So it's just a joke we made on stream and now we've just been running with it.
You want to tell people what you're even talking about right now?
What?
There's going to be a lot of people.
Oh, yes. Girth and Turf is a EAFC. It's EA now, isn't it? FC 24. Is an EAFC 24 team. In other words, a FIFA team, a pro clubs team to be precise. We've just taken it by storm. We've got loads of followers on social media. Every single time we play and stream, it trends on Twitter. It's going flipping crazy. We make big signings like Chunks, Harry Pinero has played for us, Luke Littler, the Nuke. Mark Goldbridge, Bateson, Pieface. Yeah.
Yeah, Goldbridge.
Where did Trunks play?
I played on the...
Trunks had a good debut.
On the left wing.
Left wing.
Right wing, one of them. And I actually scored 2 goals and 2 assists on my debut.
Was it? I thought it was 1 goal, 2 assists.
Well, I had 2 goals, 2 assists.
Okay, I believe you.
And I got 10 out of 10 for my debut.
And we signed it for 57 million.
Yeah.
Wild.
From that Colombian club, what was it?
Yeah, Barranquilla Autónoma.
Yeah.
Just pocket money for you then.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, no, it's going really, really well. And it's obviously something we just started because we get so bored of playing the same games on stream.
Yeah.
So then me and Ginger was like, yo, let's start a pro clubs team. And now it's just going crazy. We've got like 30,000 followers on Twitter, on Instagram. We're getting kits made from Pro Direct. We're going to start selling kits. Like, it's getting stupid. And that puts us in a conversation now, possibly, of charity matches in the future. Obviously, we're not sidemen. We're not going to sell out a massive stadium. But we could do a
10,000er.
Yeah. Who's got a 10,000 stadium, though? Is that League One teams?
Championship.
You're taking a mick if you think championship teams have 10K, bro.
Must be some, no?
I think you're a bit out of touch with championship football, you know?
My bad. Sorry, guys, at the championship.
Do you know what the biggest in the UK is?
Yes.
Wembley.
Wembo, yeah. Do you know second?
Arsenal?
It's a bit of a Tory stadium, actually. Twickenham.
Oh, that makes sense.
Twickenham. The cricket?
No, rugby. Is, rugby.
Ah.
Exactly 10K, High Wycombe. So it's not that far away.
But anyway, it was just a thought. Me and Ginger were just plotting and we actually take it serious. We have like mini meetings and that. It was like, yo, how can we like keep on evolving this? You know what I mean?
We had H that played, if I got to say.
H, how dare I? H is the funniest, one of the funniest human beings on planet Earth, genuinely.
On stream.
Yeah.
You're different on stream. Do you know that?
Yes, you are. Much more ruder.
Yeah.
Because they're
more
rude.
Arrogant.
Wow.
They're rude though.
You know what it is though? What you people don't understand is, it's all act.
Oh yeah,
and
facts.
A lot of people will just see clips. So for example, Hines,
baked beans. I love beans.
He's there was a clip on TikTok of the when he called you a jammy cunt.
Yeah,
and you then said,
"Did you call me a Jamaican?"
Yeah. You know the comments is just people are out of touch saying, "Why is Philly hurt like this?"
Oh, is it?
You don't know. You get it?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of people don't understand the context from it. So it's kind of like I think you have to know that. The guys' banter, like they always get onto each other. So it probably seems like they.
It gets a bit annoying on stream saying all the time that, yo, this is all a joke and we're not being serious. Because sometimes I feel like it takes the element of like fun away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it is. We're never being serious. It's a joke.
If anyone knows that.
Yeah. And I think more time, we don't even do it to entertain a stream. We find that funny. So,
What's this thing that says Philly feedback after last step?
Someone just. Left a little comment.
This is a comment.
Yes.
I actually want to talk about that, you know.
What the comment?
You know, I've got so many messages.
So do you want me to read this comment right here?
Yeah, I've got so many messages off the last ep, you know.
Saying what?
Like, I think maybe like, and it's been interesting because it's even been like previous girls that I've dated that I've not spoke for 4 years. Girls in general, like random people mentioned talking about my religion, but a few people have mentioned to me about feeling lonely because I feel like some of those people, their friends have committed suicide. I'm not in that space. But people are messaging me because they're maybe fearful of that I could be going like down that way.
Wow.
And then I had loads of Christians message me, which was sick, like showing me verses in the Bible of like, or giving me their testimonies of how they felt at that point. And then even just the comments in, oh bro, it's been really, really nice. So this has almost become like, I'd like to make this podcast like my space where I can just let off my true emotions because I know people.
We won't read the comment.
We won't read that comment. Fame.
Wait.
It's nice comment. It's a great comment section.
You were talking about nice comments and stuff, so I said, let me just move from this one then.
What comment's that? Tell me.
No, it's fine. I mean,
read it. You got to read it.
King Lewis also said Philly would forget to shower if no one reminded him.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Like,
let me read Magic. Yeah. It says, basically, Philly has ADHD and needs better structures, loud notifications for his social life and regular fitness so he can sleep. Needs to communicate clearly with his friends, get a driver or a luxury cab, go to church a little more often, and potentially work with a life coach or therapist to control his mind when around friends with active driving license and the days after.
Why is that bad?
He basically just, from that, he feels like he gauged all of this from 1 hour.
Yeah, so why is that a negative comment?
No, but it was like the angle you were coming on was generally the positivity and everyone's great, whereas this kind of does feel a bit judgy potentially and a bit too... What's it when someone judges everything about
it's
you?
It's overly judgmental.
Yeah, overly judgmental.
I don't think so. I didn't take it like that.
Do you do you ever wonder if you were to do a profiling kind of test whether someone would give you like a ADHD type sort of thing?
I don't want to do that though.
Why?
Because I feel like sometimes you can just... You can live your life using it as an excuse or reasons as to why you are the way you are.
Sure. I like that.
I feel like I have a little spectrum of it. If anything, quite a lot of it. But I just don't want to go and hear the words diagnose, look, take this little nut pill. Don't want
to
do
it. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take pills for it. It's more so, I'm just saying, so you're more aware of it and understand why you are certain ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, I think that I'd want to do that. If someone like said this to me, I'd say, okay, well, let me just, and there's someone that I really trust and love, I'd be like, all right, cool, let me have a little look, see what is going to happen to me, et cetera.
How I work.
What did the women message you?
Well, one, I feel like it was her way to come back in.
Really?
Yeah. Good bit of kit this as well. Yeah. Like, it was her way of like, oh, you're right, like, babe. But no, she was concerned. But I've said something, even just this morning, I've said something. She goes, oh, is this you asking me on a date? I've responded, no.
Wow.
I mean, like, I won't go in there with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then another one that I kind of misled before, the fact that she popped up, that's when I realized, right, you are an amazing human being. Mm. You really do care for me, and I've done you wrong in the past. But yeah, it's been really, really nice. It's been really nice. Don't change nothing. I'm still alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because none of your friends have come over since that podcast came out.
The way they're going to move on.
Nah, because my guy.
Yeah, they come to mine, I haven't gone to his, yeah.
I went to his the other day, didn't ask him.
What about Iftar? Are you going to invite him over for a little...
Yes, Sunday, 7th of April.
Really?
Yeah, but I was going to actually ask
you. Is that when you break your fast? Ramadan stop?
No, near enough, but I've got someone coming over, the private chef once again.
Wow.
So I was going to invite you, and if you want to come, I'd love for you to be there.
Just Lara, did you...
This is pressure, because now you've asked me on the pods. Go on, Lauren. Sorry, I interrupted you, mate.
Did you get that invite, Lara? Or...
No.
No, just... All right. Just checking.
7th of April. Of May. Of April.
Of April, yeah. Just, yeah. That will be outside Ramadan if you to go in May.
Yeah, that wouldn't be around.
It's not going to work that way. You still get a private chef if you want, I suppose.
Chunks, dinner.
Dinner.
What time?
We breakfast around them time, maybe 7:30-ish.
Yeah, 7:30. It goes an hour ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I don't come, I've got to have like a forfeit here.
Absolutely. On the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's my forfeit?
I'll take another Rolex. I don't mind.
All the crew take a Rolex if you don't.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He is the king of getting himself involved.
You
have
to do. Sometimes you have to.
I'm just saying, Lara needs a king. Rolex.
All the crew gets a Rolex. You try and rub it off to Lara, like, you don't get one as well.
I said, Lara.
Lara looked at me earlier. She said, Daddy needs a Rolex. And I said, stop talking about yourself like that, Lara. That is weird, man.
Hey, we need a mic on Lara's here. That's Steve, man. She can't even defend herself.
She's just there probably laughing.
Yeah.
Wait, so we're going to move on to say fame. That's one of the topics. It says, after the last episode, it made me think about, has fame changed you?
You answer first.
I can't be asked to answer this, if I'm honest. It's going to just be taken out of proportion.
Yeah. You know, hand on heart. That's why I didn't answer.
Has fame changed you? I feel like...
TikTok are just going to go mad.
Yeah.
Oh, he's changed. How dare him even say that opinion? But yes, it has changed us, bro. We're a little bit more paranoid.
You see online people cooking Danny Aaron's for changing. He's been getting
Look, I'll go into like more depth. We're on Ginger. Danny Aaron's is someone we signed for Girth and Turf.
Oh yes, of course.
The second he joined, Ginger's chat was so horrible to him, to the point that Ginger had to put his foot down and gone, yo, what the are you lot doing, bro? The guy just got a tattoo. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, how does that change him as a person? I think the tattoo's nice as well.
Danny Aaron's tattoo.
Mad, isn't it?
I've seen it.
So yeah, that's why I'm kind of even scared to give opinions these days, but ban them anyway, man. There's bare naked little youths. But yes, fame has changed. But answer the question, man. Take it out of context if you want. Yeah, I'm shit and drink a piss. Fame has changed me in the sense that obviously through having money, you get like nicer things and like the roads are dangerous. And there's been some incidents where people have tried to take my nice things, and all glory to God they've never took them, because I'm either with security or my 10 toes are just too fast. So yeah, I guess I've just gained paranoia. Yeah. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I've just gained paranoia, and yeah, that's how I feel like I have changed through fame. And that's about it. If I'm thinking, or can you answer so it can help me think, or tell me maybe how I've changed since you've known me to now?
To be fair, I wouldn't. Yeah,
I don't think we have changed much.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, from now I met Chunks, I don't think Chunks has changed. The only thing I could genuinely point out is that we're just a little bit more on edge now. You're getting a car quick.
More anti, potentially.
Have you guys softened a little bit? But I don't know if that's fame. That's just you just got a bit older.
Older, maybe. That's age, because obviously he started this in, what, 13 years, 12 years now?
Yeah, I'm 12 years
You were quite abrasive
now.
When 12. You came in, though, right? Like, you were a bit more, you know, I don't think aggressive is the right word, but you were definitely a bit more in your face when you first came in, no?
Yeah, I think it was like to prove a point. You wanted to basically stand out from the crowd. Obviously, YouTube was nowhere near saturated as it was now. But like, you wanted to prove a point, and TikTok wasn't a thing. So it was about gaining a fan base. So back then you were much more in people's faces. You were younger. You're more excited about things. Just innocent as well. You know what I mean? So I think that's when you're younger and you have a point to prove, you want to be in people's faces, compared to when you start to do a bit better in life and you're like, you know what, I'm kind of solidified as one of the UK creators. I don't have to do too much. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm not trying to get in the tabloids or be in the headlines and be on Shade, bro. I'm not trying to do all of that. I'm just trying to coast, make my money,
yeah,
do my thing. So maybe it makes me look more antisocial because I don't really attend events anymore. I don't go anywhere.
Are you sad for that? Okay. Or is that like something do you feel like that's the fame, or is that just again you?
It's the game, it's not fame. Yeah, because at the end of the day, when we used to go to these events and stuff, it was to build rapport with certain people, and because I want to be in certain rooms. But
now they'll come to build it with us.
They're gonna come towards you because you're the guy anyway. You know what I'm trying to say? And maybe that might be arrogant, but I feel like when you understand the business and understand the game, like you understand that's how it works. Mm. You work very hard so then you can chill later on in life. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
So I feel like I'd say I've changed definitely, but I've changed because it's made me smarter and work smarter, not harder, you know?
Proof of that is you were very warm to me when, like, we never met before we did the podcast, right?
Mm.
You were extremely warm to me from the second that we met, and I didn't expect it.
Phil's, yeah?
Both of you.
Oh.
Why? Why would you not expect that?
Because
you
would expect people to be arrogant bastards, innit?
No, not even arrogant. I was just expecting you to be a little bit more standoffish. Like, yeah. We'd never worked together. I think I've got maybe one time where you and I have been at the same event, and that was it.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone wants to speak to Chunk, so you're never going to come over and go, and you don't even know who I am. But like, do you know what I'm saying?
No, we're lovely
people.
So
warm from the second we jumped off. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I was like really happy about it.
Yeah. Now I feel like generally for me, it's like, there's a lot of people that will come into a room and try to speak to the person that's got the most clout and try to speak to the person that's the most popping. But for me, I can definitely speak on my own behalf. It would be like, I try to vibe with people that have got the best energies. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean anything about what you do or what your earning potential is or what you can benefit, how you can benefit me, but more so how you are as a character and as a person. Of course, it's nice to still get to know the people in the right places, but for me, what's the most important is how you are as a person, you know? Mm-hmm. If you're a shit person, but you're doing well in life, I couldn't care less about having a friendship with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how things goes, but I'd say it's changed me, but I'm not upset.
Not dramatically.
Yeah, I'm not upset. But, and even the word change has a negative connotation to it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. Sometimes you can change for a good thing.
You can learn about yourself a little bit through fame, where people like pick at you, or like, you know, we're talking about that comment that I had earlier. Do you look at negative comments?
I've stopped reading comments completely.
Yeah, same.
Really?
I couldn't tell you what our comments look like right now.
Really?
Yeah, same here, generally. You know.
No.
I could, only on the last step, because I read a lot of Christian ones.
But then you can't avoid that. You don't know whether it's going to be a good or a bad comment when you start reading it.
And yeah,
Good comments don't make me feel warm anymore like they used to.
Really?
I don't know why. Because maybe I've seen a lot of people that had
comments. Maybe because you don't read
and
them.
And it changes over to bad comments. Them same accounts to get it. So it's kind of like, rah, this love is kind of temporary. It's kind of fake, you know what I mean? So for me, it's like, what I do prefer and what I do like is in real life when people come up to me and approach me and say some nice things, because it's like, you know what I mean? I can see a human being, you know, compared to like a comment on the screen. It's like, I don't know. I used to love it, but now it's kind of just like, I appreciate it, but it doesn't hit as like it used to.
Do you ever feel the pressure to keep being famous, if that makes sense?
You have the pressure to keep
keep on being relevant, I think.
Yeah.
That okay. So yeah.
What did you mean by that question?
Maybe just the same way, but just a bit different.
Yeah, it's slightly different word, but I
yeah, because I don't want fame. I want relevancy.
Yeah.
And do you think those two are different?
Yeah, definitely. Fame is like insinuates that like the
carry on
fame. The word fame is like huh? Fame.
Okay, this one.
The word fame insinuates like I don't know why I think if you're famous you're just like you know what I mean at the top of your game. Whereas relevant, it just means that you're somewhat famous. Fame and relevancy are different, in my opinion.
You can also fame for me can also count as infamous. So being bad things coming along.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
Tell me someone that's relevant and someone that's famous. Then
famous Drake, relevant. Someone
Bryce and Tiller.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're relevant, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we're relevant. Like we're just. We're doing okay.
But you also have to stay relevant, if that makes sense. Yeah. And that can go like...
Yeah, that is...
But then isn't it dependent on the person? Because 16-year-olds could look at us and go, we're famous or not. Or someone from Australia could look at us and go...
Yeah, based on who you are. Yeah, 100%. But I feel like we're our hardest critics and I'm never going to... Drake knows he's an A-list celebrity, you know what I'm trying to say? Whereas us, man, would be like, yeah, we're decent. Whereas some people would be like, they're A-list celebrities.
I had a mad dream yesterday. I had a dream that Drake DM'd me and said, do you want to come over and play Monopoly? And I woke up and checked my DM to see if he DM'd me. And he did.
Is it?
Not. But yeah, I thought that was so random. He's like, yo, do you want to play Monops? Thinking.
Just dream meanings.
All right. Well, yeah, fame has changed both of us completely. Yeah. But I feel like if I stayed the same as I was when I was broke, that's a very stupid thing to do, man.
Mm. Have you ever... this is more towards Philly. Have you ever dated someone or gone out with someone knowing that they are there for purely the because you are famous? But you are sort of like so drawn
no,
to them.
I'm not Drake, bro. Like,
bro, don't even. I know. Like, but you know what I'm
who
saying.
Who looks at Philly? Yeah. Who looks at me and goes, yeah, let me get with him, car. He's famous.
What
I think you need to give your head a wobble.
Okay.
Yeah, now he's been doing too much. Yeah.
Is it?
Am I lost?
Yes. Because yeah. I understand, obviously, there is those Drakes, but best believe you're in the top percentage of making bread in this country. So people are more interested in more, you know what I mean? They want to be in and around quote unquote affluential people because I don't know if we really touch that category.
Because you.
I think it's sort of weird for us to discuss maybe. It, if that makes sense. You can't anoint yourself the king.
Yeah,
but
course.
At the same time, I'm here to say this stuff. You're relevant and obviously very famous. You're also an attractive, you know, relatively young guy. You know,
relatively.
Yeah, right. Why is he dumbing down my thing though?
No, he said relatively young. So he's basically saying, you're pushing on, mate.
Yeah,
but
you
ain't 30 yet.
Yeah, you ain't 30 yet. But you're
bro,
in your...
What's that? Lawrence, done me. Oh my daisy dummy, put a booger in there.
It looks like wood shavings.
Lauren, put a booger in there.
It's not that deep, man.
Now, come on, take out. If you think it's not deep, bro.
Man just said he's not that famous and then was like, take that, man.
Yeah, is he? Like?
No, but I don't think like a girl would go, oh yeah, because he's got a bit of fame. I think if anything, they'll go, he's comfortable, so this would make life easier.
I don't think you understand how much you're probably objectified by people. Like your fame will objectify you naturally. So some women or
you need
know,
help
men,
with
women,
objectify.
Yeah, you're going to get objectified because you're famous, because your face is
you
out
You need
there.
Help with the definition of objectify? Yeah, that's what he's basically staring at you for.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand what objectify is.
Okay, they're going to treat you more like, they're going to dehumanize you in a way and just treat you for the qualities that you represent rather than what you actually are.
Yeah. So they basically look at Finney and go, and a potential.
Yeah.
Think, I'm going to be secure in life. They're not even looking at this. They're thinking,
nah, I think they do look at me and go, right, handsome, funny, yeah. Good to be around.
Mm, hangs
but
out with a bunch of virgins on the
blame
earth
them
earth.
For thinking,
huh?
What was that?
Oh, good.
No. But I don't blame them for thinking my future secure.
Have you ever dated someone knowing
No, I haven't. Or maybe I was too naive to know whether he was or wasn't. But as far as I'm concerned, no.
Have you ever noticed that someone has been objectifying you or treating you as a celebrity rather than as a human?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did a little hand push.
Well, you've noticed that from someone I've dated that you know?
No, just in general, not necessarily only
Yeah, 100%.
People in general. Well, yeah.
Do you think Philly is naive to people? Yes. And I mean this in like a kind way, not in a
Of course. I think he's too nice for his own good. That's what I've said many times before.
Do you think he sees all the people around him, you know, like say a girl's approaching him, do you think he always sees it?
No, with the girls, I don't think he really looks too deep into it because obviously he's very transparent, especially like with what it is, you know what I mean? But I feel like more so with Mandem, maybe, potentially.
Yeah, I'm too nice with my friends. Yeah. I can't lie. I need to stop that. Well, I have stopped that.
That's a consequence of fame?
No, it's just money.
Because
the acts I'm doing don't involve the perks of fame. You can still have money and not be famous, isn't it?
I think a lot of people assume if you have the fame, then you have the money.
Yeah, but then...
There's bare man on TikTok that are gone, but don't have
one
man
pound
bread.
Fish. That guy was clear at one point, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knew him in the UK.
He probably had
307 nugs in his squares. Like, let's be honest. You know, having fame and no bread is the shittest thing ever.
Yeah, he got it's got to be in it.
He got deported in the end as well. He was rising his voice too hard. Like, you should have just knew to just... So, Philly.
Yes, mate.
Which country do you want to go to that you haven't?
Oh, Toronto and South Africa.
You never been to Toronto?
Nah. But Toronto's not a country. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Canada. You want to go to Canada?
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Canada 5 times in 2021. Really enjoyed myself. That's when I met Drake. That's when I
went to his yard.
Met my uncle as well. I have an uncle that lives in Canada.
That you met for the first time?
Yep.
How did the Drake thing come about?
Mustafa the poet. Mustafa the goat. That's what I call him. He's the goat.
He knows
man.
Everyone.
No, he knows everybody. Mustafa is... That's someone I want to get on this pod, by the way.
You said that... I can't remember where at, but you said that a while ago. Yeah, I don't know where I haven't done it yet.
Because of the fact that this guy is the most busiest man on earth. Okay. He's in LA all the time and shit. So,
well, if we got to go LA.
Yeah, I guess we have to bring the team with us.
That's what he's getting at. Yeah.
I can't believe we're going to fly in our brand new Rolexes. This is wild.
A new tracky. Hey, there is tracky and Dolly. Nah, he's living life. Hey, that's funny, Lawrence. I can't believe we're flying a brand new Rolex.
Incredible.
What when you get in?
I just did date just to be all right.
Nice.
That's humble. Yeah, humble.
One little starter pack. Text him and ask him when is he free. Or just give Lara
right
his
now.
Number.
He's so, in LA right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think you should still do that though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still think you should give.
He's the one that introed me to Drake. He also introed me to a lot of people.
How did Dua Lipa?
Yes.
How's the intro?
How does he know?
Do you know what I mean? Like, does he just go, this is Drake's number? This is Drake's
He's a writer. So obviously, he originally started as a poet, then started writing songs for artists, then
What's
became
the biggest
an
song
artist himself.
Or did he sign an NDA for that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can even say it. Mustafa has actually wrote a lot of stuff.
So how, you're in Toronto and he goes,
basically, what's it called? I'm in London, Mustafa's in Toronto. I think Mustafa sends Drake a video of just my videos, my content, right? And then Drake replied to Mustafa saying, oh no, I've already seen this guy. He's hilarious, whatever. So I said, that's, so when Mustafa sent me that, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
What?
So then Mustafa said to me, Drake's got a song called Grease coming out. That's Grease, right? That's Grease.
Grease yeah.
Yeah, so he told me, that song's coming out. He goes, make like a little reaction to it and I'm sure he'll reply to it. So I was like, all right, cool. So when the song came out, I was like, hey, Drake's the GOAT, whatever, like glazing, 100% I was, because I loved him, right?
Glazing.
I just wanted a reply, you know what I mean? Done that thing, and then Drake's posted that on his story. So my head was in the clouds. And that's when I made that iconic video, and I was like, you know what I mean, whatever, I'm gone, you don't look for me, delete my number kind of stuff. And then Drake followed me on IG and then was DMing me from then. So then he was like to me, you should come to Toronto. Then COVID happened. Then in 2021 or 22, I think it was, Mustafa told me to come down to Toronto for his birthday. Came down, Drake just comes waltzing through the door. I was like, oh, that's just Drizzy Drake. Check me out. Come alive in the fucking north side. Kick game, run game, run real good. I love Drake, man. He's one of my goats. So yeah, I was like so gassed to meet him.
That is.
And then we had lunch. We had dinner. I went to his house. It was mad.
His is in his nice house.
Yeah, it's just a normal size one. Yeah.
That's amazing, bro.
The embassy. But I'm trying to plug Philly with.
I'm hearing a couple of the mandem have been there though. H went there as well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gaff.
Couple of the mandem have gone there still.
It's a
gaff. What was I gonna say? So
and it ain't like P. Diddy.
Whoa, mental.
Alleged.
Although still ain't like Diddy.
Alleged. But there's a new thing now. You know you don't say pause no more.
Yeah, you say
no,
yeah,
Diddy.
Man.
No, he got, man. No Diddy. Imagine that being your thing.
Do you reckon?
What?
You reckon there's a comeback for him?
Nah.
No.
No, of course not. And there shouldn't be. If everything is true. If it's
I'm
true.
Not one to like dance on people.
Yeah, we're not trying to get sued. So alleged, no, everything's yes. alleged. Everything's alleged.
We haven't even mentioned anything. We're just saying, no Diddy. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, no Diddy.
Like, what's that?
Harry Panera's FaceTime. So I pick up halfway through the pod.
Who's that?
Just filming a pod, mate.
Oh, my bros. Quick one, iftar.
When?
You did it with a Qatar. How you doing? You okay? Yeah?
You're right. What? The Qatar man on my hair.
Yeah, Mercer messaged me about going out to eat with them.
I'm gonna get back to you. I'm just live on the podcast right now, brother. Yeah, sorry.
I can't believe we're gonna go to iftar and our brand new Rolex.
But do you know what's so mad though? I've got Girf and Turf.
No, bro, you can't give up Girf and Turf right now.
No, but I miss my mates, and they're about to fly me and my whole family out to Qatar on holiday for free.
When?
May we're going
banging.
Can't believe we're going to Qatar. My brand new Rolexes. That's wild.
He just wants to be everywhere.
Yeah.
He just wants to be in a man's pocket.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, that's it.
No, that's a no Diddy.
That's wild.
No Diddy.
That's good.
All right, so what's the issue with him though?
It's not just one issue.
Help me understand, because I'm in a few group chats and people are sending it, but hand on heart, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So is it the fact that he's allegedly doing gay activities with other rapper, like, I don't get it.
Why does everyone hate him?
But he's not getting bagged for that. You know what I mean? You're not going to get bagged for just...
In America, they don't go, he's gay, get him. Like, it's not the way it works.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I didn't even know he was getting bagged. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Homeland Security in New York linked up with Miami and LA and basically raided his cribs, right?
Why?
So they raided his cribs because they're trying to get him on an M charge that they feel like... So I think it was Rodney. Who's the guy that did the lawsuit?
Oh, you mean Rodney Jones?
Rodney Jones, yeah. Apparently. He's the producer, right? That used to live and work with P. Diddy. So over a long amount of time, he managed to see some nefarious acts. Is that the word, right?
Nefarious.
Nefarious acts, yeah? And basically, apparently, it was a guy that died or got killed in a studio, right? And allegedly, P. Diddy has some corrupt LAPD, officers. That covered up the murder. And then on all the news outlets, it basically said a guy was killed outside the studio when it was actually inside the studio toilets. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So then this guy, Rodney, took the pictures and you could see the blood bath inside the toilet. So that only proves that he was killed inside of there, right?
But wait, so Rodney's come out and said it?
Rodney came out and
Rodney was just the kind of the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, because like, obviously Cassie came out before.
No.
Came out before?
Yeah.
Cassie, you know Cassie?
Oh, yes. His wife, ex, yeah?
Yeah.
I did hear about that.
Of 10 years, obviously, she ended up...
He wanted him to clot another...
She just came out with a...
He wanted to do cut cold.
Yeah, so she came out with a whole lawsuit, and then they ended up not even going to court because they accepted...
Settled,
that's the word. They settled with a 30 million or 40 million pounds. So it was like, bro, like, P. Diddy's been... in the headlines for ages, but it's just that now they're starting to find.
Do you know what I think about his sons? Like, what
his sons got bagged. His sons were arrested outside the house by Homeland, and he apparently was seen on an airstrip waiting for his private jet to cut out to flipping Cape Verde because they have no extradition laws, something like that. That's what I heard. So they still haven't found P. Diddy.
So his kids are in prison.
No, they just got arrested. They just got handcuffed and then
detained, basically.
Yeah, detained. And then they ended up coming back to the house, grabbing their stuff and leaving.
They must have missed him when he went in and out.
Yeah.
Who's that? It was not P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? I reckon their kids knew what was going on if it was true.
I feel like it's hard. I mean, again, allegations, but maybe they don't know everything, but you know.
Yeah, but apparently, allegedly, his son was with Diddy in the toilet when they killed that guy. Allegedly.
That is very sad, though, if you think about it. Like, you know, even you don't really want to subject your kids to those kind of things. It's difficult to go through. And as a kid, you don't always know. Obviously, you look up to your dad until your father dies, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to see that kind of thing. That's sad.
But obviously, if all these alleged things are true, then P. Diddy deserves everything that's coming his way.
I can't lie. If you have a relationship with Diddy, you're going to have to stop backing away because now they're starting to... what's it called?
They're starting to implicate Jay-Z. Jay-Z's not implicated, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Apparently not.
Yeah, because something about a mistress, allegedly. It's just loads of alleged. You know what kills it as well? This all stemmed from... Well, not all stemmed from, but Cat Williams tried to give her a little heads up, you know, saying that 2024 is the year that people are really going to be getting exposed. So this year...
I love Cat Williams on this pod.
This year has been very crazy, you know? 2024.
There is a new epoch or dawn, they're saying, coming. And you this what? Is part of it. They say there's like the turns of ages, right? And we're in one of those age turning every 1,000 couple of years.
Do you reckon it's coming now?
Apparently. You don't look happy about it.
I just can't believe what Diddy's done. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah, can't, we're not getting back for this one.
No, but did you like him before that?
No, I've hated him since Making the Band. Making the Band is a show that he had where he made two groups called Danny T. Kane and Day 26. The way he treated those people on that TV show, from that day, I've hated him.
It was a good show.
I can't amazing say I show like him and I can't say I disliked him. I just don't care. If it's not my business, I don't know you. I've got no relationship.
Oh, you know what's the funny side of things? 50 Cent. Oh, yeah. My 50 God. 50.
Did he do it? Yeah, I see that.
But you know what? 50's been on him ever since P. Diddy didn't sign him for Bad Boys back in the days. Did you know that 50 Cent wanted to sign for Bad Boys?
Is it? Yeah. He wanted to sign?
Yeah, bro. In 03 or 02, before Get Rich or Die Trying.
He doesn't get nearly as big as if he signs for them.
Huh?
He's not the same artist if he signs for them.
Yeah. Well, he signed for Eminem, innit?
Yeah.
What was the album in 03 to Get Rich or Die Trying? Was that little red one, the little where he's got the
packs? Oh, he's got the
gunshot wound.
Vest on.
Nah, Get Rich or Die Trying?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But that was probably obviously one of the best rap albums of his time, of his generation.
You mean his first album, his debut album?
Yeah, he wanted to sign with Bad Boys, but he ended up signing with Eminem.
Little homie, when it rains, a pause.
Oh, that's a great tune.
I like the little skits in between.
Yeah. But obviously, I think from then, he's because he didn't get signed, from there, he's been very childish about things.
He don't gas me either, man. Only Drake does, I can't lie.
He did? I think, was he not down at the Burna Boy party? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The listening party, I think I met him, you know. Well, not met him, but I saw him. He was getting weird vibes. I don't like it.
Oh, yes, but I like this generation.
Cardi B was hilarious.
Oh, was Cardi there?
Yeah, Cardi, Offset. Cardi B was very funny. She's just loud. So I was like, yeah, this is really Cardi B.
Okay, she's got a new man now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Presented him the other day.
Presented him?
Yeah, at the red carpet. She said, yeah, look, this is me.
Swear.
New me.
Do you think you could be that kind of boyfriend?
What boyfriend?
You know, you're the trophy boyfriend.
You're the trophy boyfriend. Like, you're the one that she shows around. Like, oh, look, this is my man.
You know, you're just tottering in and
that's
out.
That's a beautiful feeling, though.
No, as in she's the money that I know and, like, you're basically just her little chihuahua. You're just walking around with her everywhere. She's like, look, this is my
don't guy. Chihuahua off.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, totally.
I hear what you're saying, but it's never a chihuahua.
Yeah, he does give me chihuahua vibes.
No, you don't have chihuahua vibes.
I'm more stuff.
Yeah, Ping Pong gives me chihuahua vibes.
Bulldog. Yeah. Move on, man.
How's Ping Pong? How is he?
Good, he's okay. Go on. Move on.
Okay.
Yeah, that means
don't so wait, ask him what his goalkeeper's called in the Girlfriend Turf.
Ping Pong.
So, you know what I mean? You have to
tribute, though, innit?
Yeah, tribute. And he's a great keeper. I still remember, like, get in there, Ping Pong.
Well in, Ping Pong.
You're
a good keeper.
How you're a keeper, you know what I mean? But whatever. We're going to move into the profound question section.
Okay.
We do love this.
Yes.
Philly, the question is today, can you be too honest? Is there such thing as being too honest? Is there times where you should have reeled it in and not should have been as honest as you thought you should have been at the beginning?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I mean. That sentence sucked.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Can you be too honest?
Yeah.
Yes, you immediately said yes.
Yeah, I feel like I am too honest, but it's not good to be too honest. So, like,
give us an example.
For example, yeah. Let's just say I had a girlfriend, hypothetically, yeah. And I know one of her biggest insecurities was her weight, yeah. And she showed me a red dress and she showed me a blue dress, yeah. I'm not saying this is good how I am, I need to work on it. She showed me a red dress and a blue dress. And I knew in the blue dress she looked a bit fat, but she really liked the red dress more. I would actually say to her, baby, look a bit fat in that blue dress.
Right.
Because do you know what? Do you know why I would, well, my trainer thought, I do believe it's wrong though. But the only reason I'd say that is because I don't want her to now wear this one because she didn't hear her insecurity in that one. Do you get what I'm saying? Or maybe I just need to work on how I deliver the honest truth about hurting people's feelings.
That might be a good initial point to jump off on here. Is it the truth that hurts them there, or is it the way you've delivered it?
And also, is it even a truth? It could be an opinion. Like at the end of the day, you might think she looks big, but she don't think she looks big. Do you get it? It's just your opinion versus hers. Because there's going to be some people that say, you don't look bigger than that.
Also, she might want
obviously, this is just an example. But she might be asking me because my opinion matters the most to her.
Yeah.
Because
so
why would you come downstairs showing me two different colored dresses?
Think about the fact you just said your opinion the most means the most to her, but you've gone out and just said she looks fat in it.
Because I don't want her to go out in this.
Say, I prefer. Why don't you just say, I prefer you to wear the red dress because you look better in the red dress than the blue dress? Why do you have to mention the fact she's fat?
Because she might now go, all right, oh yeah, is that, do you? All right, then I'm just going to wear the red one though. You didn't. Because. That's how I'm thinking. I'm like thinking in my head.
Yeah, and if she might have not heard,
she might have not heard the word that she didn't want to hear, so she's just going to run that one anyway.
So, you're basically saying if a girl asks you, do I look good, and you don't think she looks good, you'll say you don't look good.
And if I don't think she looks good? Is that bad?
Nah, well, yeah.
Why am I lying?
It's not about lying.
But you've just asked me, do I look good? And I think she doesn't look good. So I'm going to say, yeah, you look good. You look all right.
I'm not saying, yeah, you look
good. So how would you respond to that? Knowing your heart, she don't look good.
If you generally, in my heart, if I think you don't look good in this outfit, I would say, in my opinion, you should wear this because it makes you look better than this. It's like always, you know what I mean? Give her a bit, but then also compliment her in some way. You can't just be negative the whole, like, because you now say, babe, I look good. Nah, don't like that. That's crazy to me.
No, but this is careful though, because you're making me seem mad. I'm not saying that. I'm not. Don't lie to that. No,
but okay, what would you say?
I'm just saying, babes, that's not the one. I feel like there's a way to deliver brutal honesty without being harsh. And I feel like I'm very good at that at times. Like, I think everything is tone and I like you smiling with it. Like if I'm going, oh, babe, you look fat in that. Babe, nah, that's not the one. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's a different approach.
But would it be good if she knew, for instance, that she maybe did look a little bit, for want of a better word, fat in that? Is that not a good truth to know? So that when she goes out, then she doesn't wear something and you're almost protecting her from someone else going, you look fat in that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But
I agree with you on that, but I mostly agree with Chunks.
There's just ways to go about
it. Yeah,
I agree with it, man.
Some people get away with it, but also,
my bad, brother. I think it depends on your girl as well, because there's going to be some girls that aren't sensitive when it comes to that stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be like, I'll be honest, babe, like, what do you think? You know what I mean? And then if you know your girl, you know that she can take that kind of stuff, then fair enough. But then you can say, oh, babe, nah, I don't like that kind of section of it because it's a bit tight on your skin. Because, you know what I mean? And it's showing your rolls or something. All right, cool. There's some girls that can firm that and that's no problem. But I feel like it's based off your lady and you know how your girl reacts to certain things. So I think if you know your girl's sensitive and you're still saying she looks fat, then it's very insensitive and you're not really caring about her feelings.
I agree, Chunks. But do you know what? To back up my opinion, I think it's just the way I've been raised. Like, I remember when I lived with my mom, there was times I'd come downstairs in a fit and everyone would cuss me, bro. It's just how it was in my household. Like, you look dead. Like, go and change that outfit. Like, this one don't bang. Like, it was our thing in my house. Well, more me, really. My sisters didn't really do it. Or maybe they did do it, but just with my mom.
Yeah, but just because you confirm something doesn't mean that they can. You grew up on something, you know what I mean?
I'm agreeing with you, but I'm just telling you why
you're like in this way. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. No, bro, like, because obviously that's the same as me. Like, I had my sisters that especially one sister that used to bad me up whenever I droop rule something, she would laugh at me. Same as my brother. He would always laugh at my shirt because obviously I was always been big. So whenever my shirt was too tight, violate me for it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's always been a thing. But because of the fact I've been on the other foot and I've seen how it makes me feel,
I was just about
you know what
to
I
say.
Mean? I'm like, oh, I don't want anyone else to feel like this. Do you get it? You know what I mean?
Would you rather your family told you though than to go out and have someone go, you look terrible?
Yeah, I have no qualms. I had no qualms with my family saying what they said.
Like yeah,
said,
but it made family. You feel away though. You said you just
It made me feel away, but it's not like I feel like there's one thing making you feel away, but there's two things where it makes you feel away, then you come out and say that it made you feel away. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. I internalized a lot of things back at home when I was growing up. Like my mom, my dad, my brothers, sisters, but they always say something that hurt my feelings, same way that happens in every household, and it's very normal, but I didn't speak about my problems. I just internalized
that. But listen to the question Lawrence asked you. He's saying, would you rather your family make you feel that way, or...
Of course, my family, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying I'd rather my family, and it has happened, but that's part of the process, that's part of growing up, and that's absolutely fine. You know what I'm trying to say? But I'm saying, because I've experienced that, I don't want to put someone through that I love. You know what I'm trying to say? And it's about conversations and vernacular and how you speak to someone and tonality and all
and
that.
And I think
kind of
it just depends on your relationship still.
Yeah, and that's why I said that earlier.
My mum can run that to me and it's not going to hurt me in the slightest because I don't really have any insecurities in terms of my physical. Do you know what I mean? And that's just how me and my mum talk to each other. Like but sometimes
you know what I mean?
Like
if I'm wearing something and then and I walk out and my friend or my brother or whoever says, that looks meaty. I didn't ask if it looked good or bad. I liked it. And that's why I'm wearing it. I'm going outside. Like I don't go downstairs and try to say, mandem, what are you not saying? I'm not going to do that. I don't care about the mandem. I don't care about what someone thinks about how I look. I'm going to wear it. If I get good compliments, lovely. If I don't, lovely. I like it. I look in the mirror and I said, I actually feel like I look good. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, so when I come down and someone says, that looks shit. Oh, I don't remember asking you for your opinion. You had a shit tracksuit on last week. I didn't say anything. Because you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, just keep your negative comments to yourself, man. That's what I think.
What about then, if you want to say something honest and you check yourself because you know how the other person's going to react, is that a good or a bad thing to do?
Good.
One more time?
So say you know someone's going to react terribly to the truth that you're going to tell them and you don't tell them. Is that a good or a bad thing? Because essentially, in not telling them, someone could accuse you of being dishonest by hiding something.
Depends on what it is.
So say it's that person is like, you know, the truth about the person is they blow up whenever you tell them something or, you know, they're not a nice person to be around.
Okay, then no, in that case, I genuinely feel like it's a one-on-one conversation. Because a lot of, I don't like, for example, Philly, him being too truthful, I have no problem with it. I have a problem with it when he does it in certain spaces. I feel like he shouldn't do it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So for example, now if Philly feels like I'm doing something and he it's me and him and he talks to me about it, no problem. You know what I mean? I might not love his delivery, but it's fine because it's just
confirm it, yeah.
You know what I mean? I get it. But I'm saying as in now, if it's me and him and then there's six other guys in the room and he feels like he can deliver the
me and him, six other guys in the room. Sounds crazy.
No Diddy, no Diddy. No Diddy. No Diddy. Six out of the mandem.
That sounds crazy.
Six out of the mandem.
Yeah.
You gotta be honest at that point.
Playing FIFA and chilling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
a bit of girlfriend turf going on there. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, Diddy.
Go on, land.
But yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. It depends on how you approach the person. So I feel like if you sit down with somebody, tell them the good things about them, but also highlight the fact that you feel, in your opinion, this is a bit of a situation, and then see how they react to things. Because some people are going to just be on the defensive straight away. And if they're like that, then there's no way people can help them. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Whereas if they just accept what you're saying and understand and appreciate and say, you know, I'm going to change my ways, then that's great. You know what I'm trying to say? But you know your friends.
There's a time and a place.
You know your friends. And there's a time and a place and there's a way for it to be done.
Yeah. And it depends on your relationship, I feel like.
That as well. I'm not trying to have someone that I've known for 2 weeks to try to tell me about myself.
To clarify that.
I don't know who you are, mate.
Do you feel like if you can't tell someone the truth, then that is definitely a bad thing. But like... that's pretty serious if you've got to hide something from someone, right?
Yeah, could you tell your friends that they've got bad breath?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't.
You told Steve on this podcast.
No, but like not as in genuine, like it's a genuine issue.
You can't, so I'll just check them out.
No, I could tell it with you, I think, because you would do the same.
Okay.
If someone has
I like that we got our relationship, yeah? Anyone,
If someone has the energy for me that I got for you.
Yeah, you're my trying to say. Guy. Yeah.
But I couldn't tell certain
people. I like that you just said that. I feel special.
Yeah, I'm sure I've even said that before. Yeah, bro, it's ponging off. Yeah, I'm sure. But like on a pro direct shoot, this guy just wakes up and leaves. Come on, man. There's a couple of times. Remember, Manchester and Liverpool.
I don't remember once.
Oh, shit. Maybe just I can't.
You see ponging off. Do you know how fucking crazy?
It's all a joke.
Not even stinking. No.
Ponging off.
Ponging. Yeah. You know, that's sewers. Shit. What else is mixed in that?
It's literally like that's manure.
Dirt. Yeah. What else? So we got sewers, shit, dirt.
Dampness, sewer, that pongs. Yeah.
Dog hair.
Yeah. An old tennis ball.
That's ponging.
Yeah.
Mental. Yeah, give me another one. No, these questions are good. Very good questions.
Is it possible to commit a truly selfless act, in brackets, be altruistic?
One more time. Is it possible to
be altruistic?
What's the word?
Be truly selfless. Do something truly selfless.
Yeah. Why is that a question?
I don't think so.
You can't do something that's selfless.
What would you say is selfless?
What's tell me a selfless act?
Now you put me on the spot.
There you go. See? For the audio listeners,
doing something for someone else that doesn't have no benefit for you, how is that not selfless?
Okay, so for instance... Say Chunks was to do it, and he did something selfless for me, would you be doing that with the idea that you know you might get into heaven afterwards? Yeah, makes it selfish in a sense.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
I've done it.
What? What have you done that's truly selfless? You've got no benefit from it?
Giving my mate the deposit for his yard.
Wow.
I didn't think about it. I didn't think about there is no pros for me.
But you're a God-fearing man, right?
Yeah.
And you believe that kind people are and those kind of... Obviously, I don't understand how you can get to heaven in Christianity.
Yeah.
If you know, you tell me, please. But I'm guessing being a good person and
giving
to charity and is what gets you in, right?
Yeah.
So subconsciously, you're not thinking... subconsciously, you're not thinking, when I do good for people, it makes God happy with me and that means that I can get into heaven.
How?
What do you mean?
How is it that within... him talking about his yard, how is it within a split second I've thought, oh my God, if I give him a deposit, God's going to see this as good. I've just given it to him, bro. How is that not a selfless act?
The underlying unconscious thought maybe is...
Bro.
Charity is great because you're giving to people and helping them, 100%.
Why do you do it?
For me?
Yeah.
If I am to give to charity...
Yeah, which is your own personal drive.
Is because of the fact that it's hit a core like somewhere in my heart. For example, now if I'm out and about and there's somebody that's starving, I want them to eat. You know what I'm trying to say? And it hurts me that I can and they can't. Therefore, I want to help them, right? But also because of the fact that my God is going to be happy with me and pleased with me because I'm giving sadaqah, I'm giving charity. Mm. And as a Muslim, you're meant to be this kind of person that is giving zakah, giving sadaqah and giving charity to people.
Because in my head,
I'm thinking, it's great because it's a great feeling for me, but also because of the fact that God's going to be happy with me and there's a potential I can go to heaven.
That's also a selfless thing though. Do you know what if you say that you're doing it because you feel good from it, that is a selfish act. You're doing it. I'm not saying that's why you give charity.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I've realized I'm cut from a different cloth, you know, genuinely. I've got an amazing heart. I genuinely can't think of something that I've done to think of how it's going to benefit me. Genuinely, on my mother's life.
You must have done something.
No, bro. Do you mean I can't think of something. Act. I don't think about God. I'm just like, let me do it. Rather, people, like when I built a church once and I didn't think once, how is it going to look in the eyes of God? I thought, rah, I've got the money and they're not asking for a lot. Let me just do it. I spent more than that last week on a table. Do you get what I'm saying? Genuinely, I actually do bare selfless acts, hand on heart. I'm actually confused as
to
why...
You're the first selfless person.
Yeah, I'm actually confused as to why you lot can't even think of a few that you've done yourself.
I'm sure Chunks.
Like, ain't you ever done something nice for someone? You see how I gave when I paid my mate's deposit for the yard?
Yeah.
Ain't you ever done something nice just like that without thinking?
Yes.
Well, then that's a selfless act.
Yeah. In a way.
You haven't thought of anything.
But then so here, after, it sinks in that this is a good thing. It's not necessarily
me saying. Yeah, but that's after. In that moment, you didn't think
that. In that moment, it wasn't a selfless act. But towards the end, I'm thinking about other things that can be potentially selfish.
And that's fine. That's fine. But the act at the time was selfless, bro. In that moment, you didn't think what pros are in this for me. It's fine that you're reviewing the situation and you're going, wow, do you know what? The Quran teaches me that this is a good act in the eyes of God. That's fine, bro. But at that moment in time, the act was selfless, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like it's always on my subconscious about doing good things. It's like same way, for example, recycling, smiling, it's sunnah. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of things that are just embedded in your head anyway. So for example, now if I'm walking and I dash the plastic bottle on the floor, I stop for a second and realize, okay, cool. Let me pick this up and throw it in the bin. I've stopped to sin, so I'm getting a reward, and I've also done a good deed, which is throwing it in the bin, so I've just got two. It's all tactical,
If we're talking about the subconscious mind, something we can't control, then I feel like the answer is, I guess we'll never know then. If we're basing it off subconscious mind.
That's why you asked the question.
Do you get what I'm saying?
We will know though, because of the fact that now when you're in front of your Lord, you're going to think in your head, I've done so much good things, please let me get
you've done some selfless acts that are not necessarily linked to your life. So like me doing a deposit
this deposit.
Yeah.
What I'm not saying it's not a selfless act, but why do I know about it?
Because the only reason you know about it is because how I felt upset after that the gratitude wasn't shown.
Yeah, so you felt like you were deserved a certain, which is selfish.
There is an argument to it. Yeah, there is an argument that in expecting gratitude, that would mean there is
expecting a thank you in that situation.
No, but it's like
the expectation is selfish.
Because you didn't do it just for
Okay, understand. But at that moment in time, that act instantly, how is that not selfish?
Your heart might not be selfish, but it doesn't mean the act is not selfish.
There you go, man. That's what I genuinely believe.
I disagree, boys. I genuinely disagree with this one still.
There might be an argument that because the God, the idea of God, and even, you know, God exists in to a majority of the world, there are people in the world who don't believe that God exists. There might be an argument that those people are the only people who could commit a selfless act
because they would not believe
that there is ultimately...
Because they don't believe there's anything higher
but
up.
But even then, you could make an argument that even an atheist should... God be proven to exist to those people, we're still doing selfish things.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we'll never know then because we can't tap into our subconscious minds.
But I think the things you do on the surface reflect what your subconscious mind does or feels.
Yeah, but bro, subconscious is like, listen, like, so knowing that you shouldn't touch a fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's embedded in you.
But that's a conscious, that is also...
That is conscious.
There's conscious, and because my kids touch hot things, but then they learn very quick, don't touch those things.
Yeah, because there are some animals. Touch it. Huh?
Yeah. There are some animals that know not to do that.
Yeah.
Straight away. Obviously.
Good question, though.
Thank you.
I like when we, genuinely, I do like when we all disagree. Makes it a better pod.
Way better.
Yeah. I don't like when we all agree and we go, next question.
So, Philly, how old are you now? You're 28.
Yes, mate.
How old do you think is the right age for your wife? Would you marry someone that's older than you? Would you marry only someone that's your age? Or would you want to marry someone who's younger than you?
I don't mind either or.
I just came up this randomly, by the way.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I don't mind either or, you know.
Have you ever had a preference? Oh, so you don't mind getting married to someone older than you?
How old?
She's 32.
Yeah.
You don't mind that?
No, I don't mind.
Some people say that you need to marry someone who's maybe a little, either your age or a little bit younger, because women mature quicker in general than men.
Yeah.
When you say mature, we're talking in terms of how do you
mentally
look?
Obviously, yeah.
Does that matter?
Because if you're dealing with a John that's 32, she's got the mentality of maybe like a grown ass woman and you're just a little boy. Because apparently men mature slower. So, for example, you might be 28.
Well, I'm not a little boy and I want what I think the 32 wants now. You know what I mean? How old are you? 27?
Yeah, 28.
We want what 32 year olds want. Well, everyone's different because some 32 year olds probably just want to go.
I don't want a
32. What's Donnie? That Wayne Lineker, he's still in Ibiza for now, partying at Ocean Beach. You get what I'm saying?
That's not like the pinnacle of maturity, though.
So everyone's different, but yeah, like I don't think it's a problem as long as it's not like way different and we're not like in two different places of life where like you're 22 and you still want to go and travel the world, but I've done that now and all I want to do is just get married and buy my forever home.
An argument? I know this is going to sound, I'm going to have to censor myself. I think in society, we should have relative edophiles.
How does that mean?
Half your age, add 7. That's the minimum you're allowed to date.
Yeah. So you're 28, half your age, 14, add 7, 21. 21 is the youngest you should go for.
You should never be able to, I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to interrupt them, but you shouldn't be able to, you know, flirt with anyone below
that. So a 50-year-old.
50-year-old, half 20, it.
32.
Plus 7, 32.
That's fine, with
that. It's not terrible.
It's not horrible, but it's not great either.
It's not great.
It's not great.
Why though?
Wait, so you're telling me an 80-year-old can fondle with a 47-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah, a 47-year-old is mature enough at that point to go.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I think it works under.
Are you rising? 50. Are you rising at 80?
Under 50, yeah. What? You can.
In this day and age.
Under 50, I think that rule works. Under 50, that rule
works. An old man ain't rising at 80, yeah, man.
I think over 50.
Look, that's sad. 60 with a 37-year-old. 60 with a 37-year-old, I don't love it.
60 with 37, I think we're pushing it.
Yeah, we're pushing. Let's get to 42 at least.
Exactly. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But again, like you see, I think if Philly went out with, you know, someone who's younger than that, some people might look at it and go,
Yeah, but then there's going to be something that's illegal. You know, the people that take the law, like to set, because before the law of it being 18, what was it?
The legal age is actually 16 in the UK.
No, so a 25-year-old can't be with a 16-year-old.
Yes, they can.
Yes. What? Why not?
A 25-year-old with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
That can't be.
I know, bro. 16, I agree, G. I agree. Morally, it's wrong, but the law is.
As soon as you're 16, you're legal.
You're allowed to clock.
I thought 16 can be with other 16-year-olds.
No.
Up to 18, and then 19, for example, a 19-year-old can't be with a 16-year-old.
I thought that as well. I've just realized that.
Lara, you're the youngest. What's the deal? What, you so you think
a 25-year-old cannot be with a 16-year-old? It's illegal and it's immoral and it's disgusting.
16-year-old.
By the way, this if just because Lawrence said doesn't mean he's agreed to it. He's just saying that that's the law.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's the law.
Yeah, I'm letting people know. Like, yes. You have to caveat.
Happily married man.
Happy.
And if anything.
Two kids.
Yeah, two kids. Yeah. But on top of that, I'm looking to protect these kids. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're aware of the risks, the best judge is you, says this. It says Childline, the website. There aren't any laws around being in a non-sexual relationship. Okay, but we're looking for sexual. Once you turn 16, it's not illegal for someone to have sex with you, no matter how old they are.
Change that effing law right now. In this day and age, hear what I'm saying. In this day and age, a 16-year-old shouldn't be with a 25-year-old, 26-year-old.
I think actually you're right, because in this day and age, especially with...
Wow, that's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, right. But like, you know, with the maturity that you now go through in the internet, like all the stuff you see, the experience you go through between 16 and 25, it's a big gap.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying now. So Javier Ajad 7, it's a pretty reasonable rule.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. 28-year-old or 21-year-old.
That yeah. Should legally be, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear it.
So someone goes, ah,
but then also, okay, now, so a 28-year-old gets bagged for dealing with a 20-year-old. It's also a bit crazy. Like, getting bagged. Maybe like, just everyone looks at him like, morally not right. But getting arrested when it was a law for him to deal with an 18-year-old or 16 is a bit unfair as well.
It's pretty wild though, isn't it?
Yeah.
16, if
you think. Because I know, I could tell you a lot of 28-year-olds that will deal with a 20-year-old. No qualms. But no qualms.
They will have days where they go, I'm too old for this.
Yes. Because yeah. They should be getting married and stuff. That's what they probably want. I guess.
When you're 18, you want to go out every night. When you're 28.
I'm like that now.
Yeah. And you're trying to get with a 32-year-old. Bro, 32-year-old.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were playing Gaff and Tef yesterday.
I did.
Oh, so you played Gaff and Tef and then you went out to Tef.
Dipped out.
To give out Gaff.
All right, next question.
Yeah, you went out to Tef.
I got, so last week, Philly, I sort of felt a little bit bad. I just wanted to maybe work out if you had a type of woman that you were getting drawn to that wasn't a good type of woman.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you some questions. We're going to do a little profile. But AI is going to work out if there's a type of woman you're drawn to. Because this is called, can we guess what type of woman you're drawn to?
Okay.
Philly.
Nice.
Obviously, we're looking for the questions from can I guess? By you.
Can I guess?
I'd love to hear Chunk's answer and to keep you honest.
Okay.
Which of these words best describes your ideal woman? Creative, caring, gorgeous, ambitious. That's creative, caring, gorgeous, ambitious.
Ambitious.
Ambitious. Good. Good answer.
Is this for to go out with?
Well, we're just trying to find out what kind of woman he's attracting. If that makes sense.
That's ambitious.
That's what you'd like, yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm saying, look, listen.
But why are you smiling? No, and going, that's what you like, yeah?
No, but hear what I'm saying, bro. I'm saying, as in, girlfriend mm-hmm. or just a one night S.
Oh, yeah, talk to me. What is it? A Cartum?
I said ideal
baby.
Woman.
Love you.
Oh, his ideal woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is to deal with.
Yeah.
To marry, yeah. Yeah, ambitious. Yeah, I'll let that off.
Ambitious. Gorgeous,
what do you mean I'll let that
gorgeous.
Off?
You what do are like you on a gorgeous about? Girl. Bro, because I'm, come on now, like, you're telling me you wouldn't mind just dealing with a girl that doesn't do much every day.
I don't do
beautiful.
Shit boxes though. Every girl I chat to is gonna be at a level.
All right, cool. All right. So then
you're like, it might not be Kevin De Bruyne, but it's Gareth Barry. Ticks the ball.
It's the kind of man you're looking for.
Gareth Barry for a joint ain't gonna be a good one.
No. Gareth Barry ticks the ball.
They've got the most appearances.
He plays ball.
He's got the most appearances. So they're basically saying you want a joint that's been out there.
No, I'm not saying that. That's how you're viewing
Gareth
it.
Gareth Barry went from a lot of different clubs.
All right, cool. She ain't at De Bruyne.
But she's a
Fernandinho.
Silva.
No.
Fernandinho.
Or she's a Rodri.
Rodri's right.
Ticks the ball. Could be a Declan.
Right.
Moves it.
Yeah.
Declan used to be with a bit of rough though.
You want to get
that tested.
Yeah.
Which colour hair do you find most attractive on a woman?
Brunette.
Oh, well then I'll just tick that. What is your idea of a fun date? Getting plastered, staying home and watching TV, going clubbing, dinner at an expensive restaurant.
Dinner. Oh, I love dinner dates. Look, my best date was in a dinner.
And when he saw you in the club.
And then we went to a club after and saw Idris Elba. Oh, that was the That date was amazing.
What is something positive that your friends would say about your ideal girlfriend? Trunks, maybe you can pick this one. She's down to earth. She stands her ground. She'll need that. She's drop dead gorgeous. She's a hard worker.
Drop dead gorgeous.
She's a hard worker. It's a good one.
How, like,
the fuck?
Based off, I only know one of your exes, bro.
She drop dead gorgeous. She was.
What do I know about her? Based on this list, can I say that again?
She's down to earth.
She was. Wallahi, she was.
She was.
Yeah, she was. Go on.
Good girl.
She stands her ground.
Didn't see that.
Okay. She's a hard worker.
Hard worker where? No, in terms of, like, I think she's cool people, though. Like, yeah. Generally, I do think.
So
I'd say it's out of gorgeous or the first one.
Down to earth.
Yeah.
But that, so this is what you want them
stick,
to say.
Stick with your gut. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. Go on then.
What is something negative that your friends would say about your ideal girlfriend? She's confrontational. She's a workaholic. She's a bit stuck up. She's somewhat boring.
Stuck up.
Stuck up, yeah. Yeah. You want your woman to have a little bit of, she too good for him?
Yeah. A little bit stuck up, yeah.
But I can't see a woman where I look at that woman and I think,
this is funny.
She's too good for Philly.
Yeah.
Philly's got a vibe, but she's on.
What? He said that.
Yeah, but there's a femininity about you that makes me feel that. That was me being
stupid, man. That was me being silly. Because you know what it is? You know when you forget how long your bridges are because you see them all the time, you know what I mean? To a girl right now that's just seen Philly, she must be gassed, of course.
Gassed.
But for me, I just like, it's a normal brother.
Athletic.
You know, I'm trying to say that, but it's because I know. Like, Sharky looks normal to me.
Yeah, well, he's laying the fuck.
No, but I see a couple angles and I'm like,
pretty.
Yeah.
I see him there.
Yeah.
I get it a little bit. But man, I've seen him 8 a.m. crossed in his Ras Club. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen him look shit.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean? I just don't see him as Leng now. But when I do see angles, I'm like, yeah, he is.
Go on, next one. This is fun.
Which of these facial features do you find most attractive? Eyes, nose, lips, jawline.
Lips, I'll say for
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love lips? A good suck.
Yeah, lips.
Mm.
Say so you love a good suck.
Yeah.
What is your ideal hair
length?
Quiet for suck.
That's a diddy,
that's
isn't it?
Diddy.
Yeah, that's a diddy.
That's a no diddy.
You're diddling. What is your ideal hair length that you find attractive? Shoulder, neck, pixie cut.
Mid back. So that's like what? Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's nice there.
Would your ideal girl have tattoos?
Nah. I don't think he would.
Like, absolutely no tattoos.
I wouldn't want tattoos.
Because he knows that he'd bring her to the margin, she won't be happy with that one.
Yeah,
though, so.
Just in case you're watching though. But
it doesn't mean that he doesn't accept you if you've got tattoos.
Mean there's not also
but if I had a choice, I wouldn't go out with someone that had tattoos.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like fire ones.
Right. There's something very, alluring.
And then I like one just below the back.
For some men.
Like here. It's like, this is her back, but I like one here.
The lower back.
Yeah.
Do you know what the nickname is?
When it's an Oggy, it's fucking crazy. When it's an Oggy and you just got it and over. It's, hey.
Have you ever observed the tattoo? Where you're there?
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of thing are you seeing? Well, like a little tribals?
I like that one there.
Do you ever go, and you spelt it wrong?
No, I like a little, yeah.
Which of these things should she be able to do? Drink me under the table? Cook way better than me? Look stunning at all times. Manage the household finances.
Cook better than me. I know Philly too well. I'm answering this for him.
Which of these celebrities is closest to your ideal girlfriend? Angelina Jolie. At peak. All of these people peak.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie. Don't play with her.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, joke.
Nicki Minaj.
Who's Emma Watson again?
Harry Potter, Hermione Granger.
She dreams the Scarecrow. About it. She dreams about it. She ain't going like that. Especially for you. I know you, bro.
Cardi B.
Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Lara Croft.
Yeah.
Not you, Lara.
She has a slightly unknowable vibe. Maybe there's the possibility there's a psychotic person in there.
No, she could go.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
She had a vial of someone's blood around her neck once.
Mm.
Unusual behavior.
That's also a friend of Mustafa's, by the way.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Cool.
I just don't get it.
I... I don't think I'm going to get into these circles. I'd love to.
No, you will with your new Rolex and you come.
Right, obviously. Yeah. Well, when we go to Qatar.
Going to Qatar.
Am I right?
Qatar, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, am I right?
Yeah, definitely not right, but yeah.
I hope people
when
know
you're in LA.
Yeah, when we're out in LA meeting Mustafa and yeah, when I'm in Ronto. Right, before you decide to get married, which of these things should she show you that she's capable of doing? Hang out with my friends, get along with my mum, stay in shape, care for herself, be successful in her career.
Get along with my mum. You know, is that not right for me?
What I suppose, yeah. You do often say that, but also you did say the other day on the podcast, you want them to be able to get along with the other wife. And
you remembered. Yeah. It's very important to me, man. My mum's like my absolute world, you know? So if you don't get along with my mum, it's dead.
Which of these is the biggest turnoff in a relationship? Being friends with exes, not wanting to go out, wanting to party at all times, constantly putting work before pleasure.
Hey.
Do them again?
Exes.
Oh, yeah, you can't be friends with your ex.
Is that because you just wouldn't trust him?
Yeah, remember he's no, can't do that. He's seen his John on all fours. Anyway, that's the next one.
Oh, good point. Dogs. After necessities are taken care of, where does most of your money go? Technology and gadgets, decor and furniture, clothing, savings.
Clothing. No, stop, bro.
No. Clothing.
What? You, Mr. Clothing.
My money or hers?
Yours.
But that's right now.
Yeah.
That's what we're it might about. Change when I have my baby boy.
Ooh. Yeah, but how's your baby
girl?
But without your
Cribini. Yeah, because like right now I've already spent loads of money on my new house and stuff for the crib.
So can I stay over?
Yeah.
Wild.
He won't though. Back to the last one.
When we were going to visit in our Rolexes.
It's nah, you need a camera on him. It was this, innit? It was this. We're in our Rolexes. You're brilliant. Hey, yeah, he's planting the seed now.
When's his birthday?
It's not till December.
Yeah, that's if, like you've got time.
If I
it's
make
not
it,
till. You hear him. He knows what he's doing.
Just put a little bit aside every month.
Bro, he's putting the seed.
Hey, Jess,
just look,
get,
slowly.
We'll get him a day, Jess.
Waters.
Watch them get rid of me in November that year. Yeah?
And then you start working out.
Start again in January. He's not working out.
Yeah, all of us hire him back in Jan. Fuck.
So yeah, Lawrence got it.
What's been new for you, Lawrence? Yeah. My birthday. I'm like, oh! It's a shame.
Which of these things is most annoying? She always makes conversation about herself. She's always on her phone. She's always talking about work. She's constantly uses baby talk.
Hey.
What's baby talk?
Well, a little filly wanted little sucky dicky.
Yeah.
Little sucky dicky. It's fucking insane. What's A again?
That's it.
She always makes a conversation about herself.
No, yeah, always on her phone.
Always on her phone. Fair play
to you.
You're
always on your effing phone.
No, but when I'm with someone, I'm not.
Okay.
You is different. You're not my John.
Wow, really?
It's sucky dicky.
That was fucking I can tell you thinking about that.
That was fucked, and you know.
Tell, no,
it's a sucky the dicky.
Just a good.
He done that so well.
I'm just trying to make it real sometimes.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Which of these articles of clothing do you find sexiest?
Brother, how many fucking girlfriends are? How many ones we got there?
Tight jeans, sundresses, yoga pants, leggings, pencil skirts.
What, sexy?
Yeah.
You see them sundresses?
Yeah.
Oh. No, you're taking a piss.
Action, comedy, romance, drama. We literally like it.
Before I answer, is that the last one?
No, it's close. Though.
I'm not interested. He's full of shit.
No,
he said five
earlier. No, it was six, but yeah. Which of these character traits is the most annoying? Cynicism, shyness, jealousy, stubbornness.
Stubbornness.
Ooh. And the last one. Which is the most common way of showing affection to a girlfriend? Hand holding, hug, passionate kiss, kiss on the cheek.
Passionate kiss, that's what Porfilio would say. Yeah, he likes all of that. He likes to come here, grabs it back of the head. So we now know Philly's ideal girl, and it is, go on, Lawrence.
The queen bee. Philly likes the woman that you are drawn to most, the queen bee. As the name suggests, this woman is the boss at all times, whether she's at work or at home. She's a hard worker and extremely ambitious. Give her time and she'll eventually reach the top of her path.
So we've done 144 questions to get Queen B.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Good podcast today.
All right, and there you have it, guys. That is the end of the podcast. Please make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell so notified when we next upload. We're trying to get to 1 million subscribers. And if you do want to see Lawrence, then you're going to have to smash 1 million subscribers, and then we're going to do the face reveal at 1 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, what kind of guys are you attracted to? I've got the ideal types here.
Take care, guys. Love and see admiration you later. And take it. Man said, what cut you're taking? Bye. No,
and Chucks is doing a massive giveaway at 1 million subscribers as well.
Yeah, giving away Philly's clothes.
No, and he's also adding 10,000 of his own money to that. So make sure you subscribe.
And a Rolex.
Yeah.